Thank you for your regular and generous support of Issues Etc. in the past year, 2008. A good summary of my hopes for Issues Etc. for 2009 are St. Paul's words to the Colossians. Pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Thank you again for your support of Issues Etc. We'll continue defending the faith, teaching the truth, and making the most of every opportunity to proclaim Christ and Him crucified. You know, I do this when I listen to sermons sometimes. I know exactly what kind of church I'm sitting in. I don't just wander around on Sunday mornings into random churches not knowing where I'm going, but I will listen to sermons, even from the best of my colleagues, and ask myself a simple question. It's not the sermon diagnostic for our sermon reviews. I'll just ask myself the question, if I didn't know, if I knew what various church bodies believed, and if I didn't know who this preacher was or what church body he served, would I be able to tell by what he is preaching to me right now, what he's saying right now, what kind of a Christian he is? Now, some people might say, well, that's a silly little game you play, isn't it? Because shouldn't all Christians be the same? Well, yeah, all of them should believe what Scripture clearly teaches, but all don't, which is why we have various denominations, which is also why we like to play Name That Church Body here on Issues, etc. Very simple, just play some audio from a pastor in a church body, let you listen to it, and we've got about five or six clips here. We'll let you listen to it, and then as we go along, ask yourself this question. What is this denomination? And get ready to call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Use the phone numbers, because if you try and email in, probably won't get in time. But talkback at issuesetc.org is our email address. We're coming to you live this Tuesday, the 6th of January. The winner will get the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package, as Jeff refers to it. It's a, let's see, it's an Issues Etc. pen, travel mug, and t-shirt. That goes to the person who gets the answer right first. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to tell you that you got the answer right first until we're done playing Name That Church Body. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Okay, let's begin with this mystery pastor and his thoughts on the Israeli invasion and fight in Gaza.
There must be an end to the conflict. There must be a withdrawal of Israeli troops. There must be an end to rocket attacks launched from Gaza by Hamas on Israel.
All right, name that church body if you can. Granted, we've given you some narrow information there, but based upon at least that first soundbite, can you name that church body? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Just think through all the church bodies that you know of out there, all the various names, the alphabet soup of Christian denominations, whatever they may be, and ask yourself, which of these church bodies do these comments fit best? 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Here is clue number two.
I will meet with the two chief rabbis. We will also celebrate the Sabbath meal in two synagogues.
All right, there's another clue. Can you name that church body? Against the war of the Israeli armies on Gaza and the rocket attacks, and he's willing to meet with some rabbis and celebrate a Sabbath meal there in Jerusalem, I assume. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Can you name that church body? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Here's another clue.
We will end the day in Bethlehem. We've been invited by Orthodox Christians to join them in their Christmas Eve celebration. And in between, I will meet with the King of Jordan.
All right, there's your third clue. Can you name that church body? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Against the war between the Israelis and the Palestinians in Gaza, going to Jerusalem, we'll meet with some Jewish people there to celebrate the Sabbath meal, then rounding it off, meeting with Orthodox leaders and the King of Jordan. Name the church body if you can. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943.
The violence in Gaza is becoming a great challenge for those of us who are moderate religious leaders, be we moderate Christian voices or moderate Muslim voices.
All right, the term moderate is tossed out there. Can you name that church body? Are you getting any closer, any warmer? This is a little bit like name that tune. We only give you a few notes, but you have to put them together and see what the tune is. Can you name the church body? 1-877-623-6943. Now, I know what you might be saying at this point. You might be saying, it could be almost any church body. Well, take a guess. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE.
It is clear to me as a Christian and a church who affirms the principles of just war that what is occurring in Gaza does not meet the criteria of just war.
Okay. I want to hear from you. It's time to play Name That Church Body. 1-877-623-6943. We got one more cut. I'll play it for you before we go to the phones. 1-877-623-MYIE.
One of those criteria is proportionality of response to aggression. Another one is a real attentiveness to the casualties among noncombatants.
Okay, when you vote, I want to hear which church body you think it is and why you think it is that church body. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We start with Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, has to be Episcopalian or Anglican.
And why so?
Well, the moderate is what threw it off of being Roman Catholic, although it could have been at the beginning. But then the proportional mumbo-jumbo, because Israel is over-responding. Yeah, I wonder how we would respond if San Diego was being bombed by Tijuana. So I'll say the Episcopalians.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? Name that church body, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Charlie in Accident, Maryland's on the line. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. I actually moved the other direction. I initially thought that it was Episcopalian, but now, because of all the talk of just war theory, I think it's probably a Roman Catholic.
Okay, a Roman Catholic is Charlie's guess, and is that mostly based upon the just war language, which is kind of a Roman Catholic bailiwick?
Well, I was wavering between Anglican and Roman Catholic, and the just war theory just kind of pushed the scale a little bit over on the Roman Catholic side.
Okie doke. Charlie, thank you very much for listening out there in Maryland to Fort Smith, Arkansas. A little farther south, Florence is on the line. Hi, Florence.
Hi. I think it's the ELCA because I heard, or actually I read yesterday an article where I think it's half the bishops from the United States were going to travel over there. And it seems like the tone of the article, the information, kind of indicated a lot of what this man is saying.
Okay, so Florence down in Arkansas is voting for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the largest Lutheran church body in the United States. Let's see what Christopher in Milwaukee has to say. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, I was also voting for the ELCA.
And why?
The talk with us emphasizing social issues and not being a gospel, biblical stance, but just from talk of being a moderate Christian church body, and not necessarily Orthodox.
All right. Thank you very, very much. Matt in Seward, Nebraska emails us. He says, my guess for Name That Church Body is United Church of Christ. Interesting. United Church of Christ. I'm writing these down, by the way. That's why I'm kind of vamping here. That's Matt in Seward. Anyone else? We got some time. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. In Hamilton, Ohio, Kevin emails, it sounds like Mark Hansen with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. That would be the ELCA. Three votes for that, by the way, and that's Kevin in Hamilton, Ohio. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You know what strikes me every time we play Name That Church Body? Every time we play it, we've played it several times here in the last couple of years. We get to the end of it, and I think to myself, you know, given what we heard from, and we don't cut this stuff up, and we just have these from the news. Given what we heard from that church leader, it could be almost any church leader. I'm surprised someone hasn't voted for Mormon, because it could almost be Mormon, Christian, non-Christian, whatever it may be. We did kind of give it away on the Christian thing. In fact, the majority of our callers, those who played, had it right. It is the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Mark Hansen is the presiding bishop there. And I think the clues were pretty clear on where that Lutheran church body both stands and where it's headed. Bold proclamation of just war theory. Strong statements made out there in defense of innocent life when it comes to people in Gaza or Israel. War is a big thing, the social issues. A bold proclamation of the gospel? No, not so much. And Florence, down there in Fort Smith, Arkansas, thanks for listening, and I want you to call us back, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, and we will send her the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package. It's a issues, etc. Pen, travel mug, and T-shirt. Thanks to everybody who played Name That Church Body. When we come back from this break, it's hour two of Issues, Etc. Today is the celebration, the day of Epiphany, the celebration of Epiphany. If you go to your church tonight, I hope you do, you will find your pastor most likely reading and perhaps preaching on Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, the visit of the Magi. We'll talk about those wise men with Dr. Peter Scare when we come back.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.